PSNI officers came under attack for a second night running in Ballymena and County Antrim. Multiple cars and properties were set on fire. Rioters hurled petrol bombs, fireworks and masonry at police officers. Calm was restored in the early hours of this morning. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
Sporadic trouble continued into the early hours. Earlier, there'd been what police described as serious disorder in Ballymena for a second night running. We saw at least six houses that had been attacked. Most had their windows smashed or doors kicked in, but one had been set alight and looked to be badly damaged. Police used water cannon and baton rounds to disperse rioters. Masked youths smashed paving slabs to throw at officers in riot gear. Small fires littered the streets close to the commercial centre of the town, and we saw several private cars on fire, one on its roof. The Northern Secretary, Hilary Benn, condemned the second night of violence. He said there was no justification for it. Police had described it as racist thuggery which had targeted minority communities. There'd been appeals for an end to the violence, which flared after a report of a sexual assault of a teenage girl. Two teenage boys are before the courts on a charge of attempted rape. Calls for calm and to let the legal process take its course have so far been ignored. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Ballymena.
A curfew has been imposed in the downtown area of Los Angeles following several nights of clashes between protesters and security forces arising from immigration raids. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has made a strong attack on the US President Donald Trump, accusing him of perpetrating an assault on US traditions. Mr. Trump has deployed thousands of troops, including 700 active duty US Marines, to Los Angeles, despite Californian authorities saying the move is unnecessary and will inflame the situation. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
In a televised address, California Governor Gavin Newsom accused President Trump of attempting a power grab on the back of the disturbances and protests that have taken place in Los Angeles for five nights. Criticizing the president for commandeering soldiers of the California National Guard, Mr. Newsom said the president was taking a wrecking ball to the democracy of America's founding fathers, and said that while California was the first state the president has sent troops into, it will not be the last. He said the rule of law has given way to the rule of Don. He urged all American citizens not to remain silent in the face of the president's actions. Meanwhile, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass has imposed a dusk-till-dawn curfew on the one-square-mile area around the civic and federal buildings in the city's downtown. Protests have taken place elsewhere in the city, along with Chicago and New York, where a number of arrests were made. Sean Whelan, RTÉ News, Washington.
In the wake of the Los Angeles street disturbances, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has decided to deploy National Guards at locations across the state. Governor Abbott said he had ordered their deployment to maintain law and order. The Taoiseach, Minister Simon Harris, has urged the EU's Trade Commissioner to protect Irish industry in the wake of tariffs imposed by President Trump. Mr. Harris wants sectors that are key to the Irish economy to be exempt from any retaliatory tariffs the EU could impose on the US, should talks fail in finding a resolution. These include aviation, medical, agri-food and the equine industry. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
US and EU teams negotiating a potential trade deal that would lift the threat of mutual tariffs have intensified their work in recent days. Despite that, the EU has been readying a list of hundreds of US product lines worth some €95 billion, which could be hit by retaliatory tariffs should those negotiations fail. The Taoiseach's letter to Maros Sefcovic essentially codifies Ireland's concerns about the EU's retaliatory tariffs on US aviation and agri-food products and medtech exports. The letter spells out the importance of the aircraft leasing sector, not to mention Ryanair, to the Irish economy, the deeply integrated supply chains in the medtech sector, as well as Ireland's dependency on US animal feed, and the importance of two-way trade in thoroughbreds to the horse-breeding industry. Tony Connolly, RTÉ News, Brussels.
3 days of mourning are beginning in Austria following the deaths of 10 people in a gun attack on a school yesterday in the southeastern city of Graz. Thousands of people held a candlelight vigil for those who died. The 21-year-old gunman was among the dead. Over 90 million euro worth of counterfeit food and drink products were seized across the European Union last year, according to a report from the EU's Intellectual Property Office. The EU agency says the issue causes losses in sales of over 2 billion euro annually across the bloc. Here's our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox.
Counterfeiting is usually associated with luxury goods, but the EU's Intellectual Property Office says food and drink items are the second most seized category in the EU. Irish whiskey, Achill Island sea salt and the Waterford Blah are among protected Irish products. Unless they're produced in those regions, it's illegal to claim they are. Last year's 90 million euro worth of seizures amounted to 22,000 tonnes of food and around 850,000 litres of mostly alcoholic drinks. It's estimated such counterfeiting costs 2.28 billion euro in EU sales every year, while for Irish products the loss is 40 million annually, mainly in the spirit sector. The EU agency also points to health concerns with counterfeiting, with seized items containing dangerous substances including methanol, mercury and toxic pesticides.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be humid and cloudy with sunny spells in the east and northeast. It'll be dry for most of the day, but there'll be patches of drizzle. This evening, scattered showers will spread into the south and west, turning heavy and thundery in some areas after nightfall. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees.